Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There are regular comments that school districts across Michigan are facing a teacher shortage. At a minimum, these assertions are deceptive. The accurate story is a bit more complex, although the solution to what problems do exist is simple in concept. For one thing, the number of children attending schools in Michigan is on a long-term decline. Simply for this reason, there is lower demand for new teachers to replace those who are retiring or leaving the profession. When school districts post open teacher positions, they often receive up to hundreds of applications for many of them. That is definitely not a shortage. However, there are several specialties where school districts often have difficulty attracting quality candidates. Among those categories are teachers of English as a second language, special education, science, technology, engineering, and math. In the private sector, when there is a shortage of labor available to companies to produce their products and services, prices rise. Businesses offer higher compensation to attract people with the skills they need. Similarly, school districts could encourage qualified applicants in areas where they have difficulty finding such teachers simply by offering higher pay. If enough school districts did so, students looking to become future teachers would have an incentive to choose training to be eligible for these greater compensation specialties. Better pay might also entice some of those who have never taught but are proficient in the subjects, or who previously taught those specialties, to consider turning to or returning to teaching. Another option is that existing teachers in other areas might be encouraged to gain credentials to teach specialties where qualified teachers are now in tight supply. The solution is simple, but unfortunately, school districts today are not in the private sector. Even more cumbersome, school districts are burdened by union contracts that restrict compensation almost exclusively to years of teaching and educational achievement. Therefore, school districts are not able to offer signing bonuses or a higher rate of pay to attract teachers in needed specialties. Obviously, government school districts and teachers' unions need to work together to come up with a means of offering higher pay in fields where there is a tight supply of teachers. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.